Good morning. 10:29 a.m. on the 18th. 10:29 on the 18th of December 2013. A little bit later this morning, I had some digestive issues. And then got tied up responding to a whine. I know I'm being trolled, but there are just some things that need to be responded to. Did you say 1633? Really? Yes, yes, I think she did. Okay, well, hey, I must be madder than I thought. I did post some other sized backgrounds on the Federated Freight post on Solar Clipper. Those who were looking for backgrounds for their new phones can now get a Lewis McKendrick Federated Freight ship's tablet background. I put a couple different sizes up. So that was fun. But yeah, a few days ago, and to be honest, I really don't even, not even sure I remember the guy's name. I'm not even going to try. Anyway, this guy, Robert Earl, maybe it's Robert Earl Stanley, I don't know. Anyway, so he posted this request for critique a week ago, and it was one wall of text. There was no breaks in it, no paragraphs. It was all one horrible long wall of text that was really ugly. It was hard to read to begin with, and made harder because it wasn't formatted in a way that you could tell what was going on the page. So dialogue was completely blown because he used very spare dialogue tags. You never knew who was saying what, or where, or when. Only it kind of fell out. And so a few days later, this is like four pages worth, and he got really lukewarm response. A couple of people who took time to actually wade through it and give him some feedback. And my feedback was atypically terse in that it was present tense. He lost me on the first verb. And I've said before here, although I didn't probably say it there, I will read present tense if I'm not aware that I'm reading present tense. Or if it works. This didn't work. This didn't work at all. And so I told him, I don't read present tense. Oh, well, see, I only read present tense, was his reply. Oh, well, okay. Good on you. And so a few days later, he posts a 10-page recapitulation. He posted a better format, although I suspect that there are still problems with the formatting that he's kind of overlooked. So you got big chunks of dialogue mashed together in blocks of text. So it's difficult to figure out who's saying what to whom, and that's okay, because the first one of those is so far down the page that I only noticed it because I went back afterwards to take a look to see just how bad was it. And so he got very little response to the second posting. His responses to the first posting were made it very clear that he really wasn't interested in criticism of the work, although his request was for harsh criticism, for us to tell him what was working and what wasn't working. And so one of the comments I made was that it reads like stream of consciousness, and it didn't work for me. And he went back and said, on a couple of different occasions, says, it's not stream of consciousness is what new writers write in worst draft. That's stream of consciousness. But Okay, clearly you're missing a few apples in this bushel. So I let it go by. And today he got on with Mr. Stabby and said, he's really disappointed. He was hoping that people would critique his work, that people would give him feedback. And he was literally looking for some feedback and some critique, and he wanted to know if this wasn't the group where to do it from. And I pointed out that he actually had quite a lot of critique, and that for the most part he rejected it. And that for a lot of people in the community, if it's not something that they can say something nice about, they won't say anything at all. And since he got almost no responses, that was probably a pretty good sign that there were some fundamental flaws with the work. And I've had about 6 or 8 pluses on that comment lately. But then he came back in again and he started stirring the pot. So it's like, okay, well, I went back and explained to him chapter and verse why the first paragraph doesn't work. And it's relatively straightforward. It doesn't work because it's almost impossible to read. Now, he's trying to do something unconventional, and I applaud him for trying to do something unconventional. But the problem is he can't use gibberish and expect people to sign up for unconventional. There has to be enough that's familiar that people can at least get a handle on what it is that he's doing. And quite honestly, at the moment, what it looks like he's doing is trying for something like shock and awe, like a 12-year-old who's just discovered swearing. And it's got a horrible mash of verb tense and point of view. In the first paragraph, he uses two different tenses, which is not too surprising. I actually use two different tenses in my first paragraph as well. But I use them in different sentences. I don't have present tense and past tense in the same sentence. And expect people to sort it out. And that's the other problem. When you finally sort out what the first paragraph actually says, it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say anything. It's a ramble. It's a drunken sort of slur. And you get to the end of it and you go, really? I just spent 3 minutes trying to sort this out and it's a drunken slur? That's it? That's all you got? So the next line is you know, it's a profanity. So you have this really stupid opening. It's really off-putting kind of setup. And it could be that he's trying for the Magnificent Bastard character, or he's trying to create an unsympathetic main, which is sometimes something I know Dan Sawyer has tried. And I didn't like his book with the unsympathetic main character either, so. It's just, I guess that's a flaw, mine. So, in that case, I'm not really this guy's reader to begin with. But he keeps going on and on and on and on and on about how, well, you're reading into it. You're putting stuff into it that's not there. And it's like, no, not really. We're the readers. And if we say it's there, perhaps it's there. And so he's going through this first-person present, which is like nails on a chalkboard. And he switches to second-person present. It's like, really? Second-person present? He does it with an imperative, and I think what he meant to say was, I slam. But what he wrote was, I think what he meant to say was, I slam the glass to the bar. I think what he wrote was, slam the glass to the bar, which is imperative, second-person present. So clearly he does not understand that what he's written is not what he thinks he's written. And I'm not quite sure how we get that through to him. I don't think he even realizes that there's a typo in this first paragraph. There's at least one. Either the use of the word said in a first person present paragraph should have been, Monkpole, should have been part of a quotation, in which case he screwed up the quotation marks, or he's got a verb tense error. And he doesn't understand that makes that one very convoluted, tortured paragraph, which is largely one long sentence, incomprehensible. Or largely incomprehensible. You can sort it out if you take away all of the ancillary stuff and just go with the dialogue and then backfill with what the, for lack of a better term, dialogue tag is, which is long, extended, and twisted. So yeah, I spent way too much time working on that. Oh, yeah. And then I was thinking, oh, I don't want to go for a walk. It's going to be late. I'm going to just take the day. No. I pulled up, talking on my morning walk. And I was just about ready to type, not today, and thought, it's 10 o'clock. It's still morning. And it looks like a pretty good morning. Turns out to be 50 degrees out here. I'm sweating in my parka. And there'll be days when I can't go because the weather is too crappy. Just like there were days earlier in the month where I was either sick or the weather was bad. So here I am, walking. You will praise me now. Go home and have something to eat. Maybe a fresh cup of coffee. That sounds good, awfully good. I may have to perk a pot, but that's okay. Perk a pot. Actually, brew a pot. I suppose technically it is percolate because the water does percolate through the grounds of the coffee and out through the filter. I don't use a percolator, which is a device that takes hot water from the bottom of a pot and the differential pressure at the top of the pot to push the hot water up the spike in the middle and out over the top of the percolator basket at the top. But the only difference between that percolation, I suppose, and the percolation in my desk, my countertop unit, is the way the water gets heated and moved to the top of the grounds. I suppose that would be different than French press, where you put the grounds in the pot and then you pour the hot water into it and then use the plunger to press the grounds out of the water, leaving only delicious coffee goodness behind. I got a French press for Christmas last year, the year before. I don't remember now. I've used it several times. I really do like it. I'll make a French press today. Special treat. I particularly like it with foamed milk. I use the microwave to nuke a little bit of milk, half a cup maybe, and get it all hot and bubbly. And it cooks some of the milk solids, the milk fat solids in the milk, and gives it a different texture. And a different mouthfeel. It doesn't actually foam it the way a barista would, but it's quite tasty. And when mixed with the milk, with the coffee, it gives it a nuttier flavor. It gives it a little bit of extra richness. I've been drinking it black, mostly black. It's so strong that my father, when he was here in 2004, he couldn't drink it. On the one hand, I was sort of amused. Seriously, my father can't drink my black coffee? Because I remember the black coffee he used to drink. But then I do brew mine a lot stronger. So, yeah. Anyway. So, I went out for my walk. I came out. I'm here. I'm walking. I'm talking. I'm blathering. Guy just peeved me, though. It's like, really? Really? You ask for criticism, and when you get criticism that you don't agree with, you question it? Really? I'm a great writer. This guy 20 years ago told me what a great writer I was. Okay. Good for you. This piece sucks. Not to put too fine a point on it, but it is almost incomprehensible. It's largely unreadable. Trying to do something unconventional, and after you get through this 10-page prologue, the real story will start and you'll get it. No. I don't know how to break it to you, dude, but that ain't happening. That's your big problem. It ain't happening. I'm not reading through 10 pages of crap to get to the story so that I can get it. You can't make me read this if you can't hook me from the first paragraph. If you have so many typos in it, I can't tell what you're really saying. You have such an unrelatable first person character that I don't care enough to root against him. I'm not reading 10 pages. Maybe somebody will. Maybe it's going to be lit fic and it'll be the next big thing and he'll be the new Jonathan Franzen and we'll all supposed to kowtow down at his feet because he's the next New York Times best-selling weenie. Anyway, he set me off this morning. It wasn't a good thing. $17.55. I'm getting back in the swing here. Moving along. So, almost 18 minutes, but under 18 minutes on the way back on the backside. So that's a good thing. But that also means I'm at the end of my walk. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.